FM 90.3 WJTL, Jason Gray bringing you the song Learning. Good morning, Fred and Rick with you at 721.
Weather-wise, today rain ends, then in partly sunny, breezy, high 52 tonight, mostly clear, low 33. Friday, sunny, high 48, and looking at the weekend, Saturday, clouds and rain, high in the low 50s. Sunday, partly sunny, high in the mid-40s, 44 in Lancaster.
Our friends Kim and Kathy from Power Packs Project hanging out with us this morning. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. Thank you for bringing your smiles to the WJTL studios.
Thanks for having us.
Kim McDevitt is the executive director of Power Packs Project. And tell us a little bit, Kim, about what Power Packs is.
Power Packs is a weekend nutritional program. What we provide every week to 2,400 families is a pack. In the pack is a recipe with all the ingredients to make a healthy meal, 2 pounds of fresh produce, fresh milk, cereal, and staples like peanut butter to get them through the weekend. What we feel, Power Packs, it's important to educate parents and families on how to cook nutritious food over the weekend and through the week for their children on a budget.
Right.
Because oftentimes the families might not know how to cook healthier on a budget. So they'll get a pizza or they'll order, you know, McDonald's takeout or, But you know what's amazing is the kids are probably the most excited about their packs. When I go into a school and I see the kids running to the Power Packs or I hear teachers saying, I don't have to have food in my drawer anymore for the students, or they're sharing with me that the kids ask them, today's Thursday. Is it Power Packs Day?
Wow.
There's an excitement for the children, so they don't feel that they're being deprived. But there's great need. The folks that we serve are the working poor. They're often working 2-3 jobs, making minimum wage, $10 an hour. They're well-meaning. They're paying their rent. They're paying their utilities. And really, food is the last priority because they're trying to be so responsible and trying to build a future for themselves.
And so their kids are going to school during the week getting good meals, but they need it for the weekend.
Exactly. Breakfast and lunch they get in school, and then they have the weekend. So what we by teaching the families how to cook, they can sustain that through the week. And when they don't need us. In fact, I met a little girl, adorable little girl, who was in our Power Packs distribution assisting, like helping distribute the Power Packs. And I said, oh, you'll get to get your Power Packs at the end. She goes, no, we don't need Power Packs anymore. My dad got a really good job, but I love it so much that I want to help.
Wow.
It was amazing.
That says
so much. It was
amazing.
Yeah, it gave me goosebumps.
How many schools are you in the
LaGuardia? We are in 7 distribution sites throughout the year because we also have a summer program. We are now in Lebanon County, Lancaster County, and our suburban school districts are growing. So there's greater need in the suburban school districts.
Sure.
Again, families are, you know, just learning how to adapt to their new salaries and, you know, being out of work and that type of thing.
Wow, that's great. And Kathy Hendrickson is with us. She's the program director at Power Packs Project. And Kathy, tell us a little bit about how our listeners can get involved to help you guys do what you're doing.
Yeah, wow. There are so many ways that people in the community can get involved. We're always looking for volunteers. Specifically, we're looking for companies or churches that might have a group that could help us with distribution on Thursdays. So we're always looking for distribution partners.
Right.
And it's really only a 90 to 120 minute commitment every week during the school year, and it would be Thursday afternoon. So that's one way they can get involved. We're also looking for office volunteers, warehouse packers that could help out during the day on Wednesdays or Thursdays. We're looking for groups that could do a protein drive for us. You know, we have specifics on that, peanut butter, canned tuna, canned chicken, that kind of thing, so that, you know, we can bring that healthy, nutritious food to our families. And just as an aside, our pack costs on an average, cost Power Packs about $7.
Oh, wow.
And that's because of our buying power.
Right.
So if you give us a $25 donation, for example, that can feed an entire family of 4 for a weekend.
Wow.
Because of our buying power.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I meant for every weekend on a month, during the month. That's what I meant, for a whole month.
That's great.
Yeah. So it's because we're able to stretch that money. So another way that people can get involved, obviously, is to remember that tomorrow is the Lancaster County Extraordinary Give.
Yeah.
And we're really, really hoping that people will remember Power Packs. And like I said, even for that $25 donation, that'll feed a family for every weekend during the month.
Wow.
So there are many ways you can get involved. You can also go to our website and get involved, and that's powerpacksproject.org.
That's a lot of peas.
That is a lot of peas.
So yeah, we should have put the pop filters on the microphones today.
Yes.
Powerpacksproject.org.
Correct.
And then get all the info there if they want to make a donation or get more information about how they can get involved.
Absolutely.
That'd
yes.
be the place.
We would welcome anyone's involvement.
Very cool. Check it out online, powerpacksproject.org. We'll talk more with Kathy and Kim coming up in just a bit. Right now, Meredith Andrews, back to the music. Open up the heavens on WJ.